Beautiful girl, toward you my thoughts will never change. Deathless Aphrodite, daughter of Zeus and maker of snares, on your florid throne, hear me. My lady, do not subdue my heart by anguish and pain, but come to me, as when before you heard my distant cry, and listen. Leaving, with your golden chariot yoked, your father's house to move beautiful sparrows, swift were the whirling of wings as from heaven you came to this dark earth through middle air and swiftly arrived. Then you, my goddess, with your immortal lips smiling, would ask what now afflicts me, why again I am fallen, and what now I with my rest of heart desired. Whom now shall I beguile to bring you to her love? Who now injures you, suffering? For if she flees, soon shall she chase, and, rejecting gifts, soon shall she give. If she does not love you, soon shall she whatsoever is her will. Come to me now to end this consuming pain, bringing what my heart desires to be brought. Be yourself my ally in this fight. Delighted in your falling dance. Now she is preeminent among the ladies of Lydia, as the rose-red moon after the sinking of the sun surpasses all the stars and spreads its light upon the sea and the flowers of the fields to beautify the spreading dew, the freshening roses, soft shelter, and the flowering memory. Restless, he remembers gentle Atlas. Perhaps the subtle judgment is created by my face. For us, it is not easy to approach goddesses in the beauty of their form. But you, thank you. awed by her brightness. Stars near the beautiful moon cover their own shining faces when she lights earth with her silver brilliance of love. Shivering, sweats because